A lot of engineering, process development.
The U.S. Defense Department developed the Global Positioning System, or GPS, for military purposes. It transmits precise radio signals by using satellite technology. Non-military use includes helping drivers find their way around town. Police use GPS to track down people in emergency situations. Now doctors are using the technology to guide them in precision surgery.
You can see there's no more joint space, just bone on bone.
Dr. Dominic Say is preparing to use GPS to navigate knee surgery. He begins by placing wireless trackers or transponders into the knee. The procedure is minimally invasive.
The trackers send signal that were captured by the infrared optical system, and then they're transmitted to a computer, and then computer analyze it and create a three-dimensional interactive knee model.
Next, Dr. Say begins cutting away the damaged joint by carefully following this computerized diagram, accurate to a fraction of a degree.
So take out all the guesswork, provide far more accuracy than ever possible.
He replaces the damaged knee with an artificial knee. He says the navigational knee system also makes aligning the new knee easier. Patient Bob Champion is pleased with the results.
I have 68 steps up to my house, and I was able to go up and down the steps, and was walking within a couple of days without using any type of support. I was back playing golf within 6 weeks after the surgery, so it was pretty amazing.
Grace Fong had two knee surgeries. Dr. Say used navigational knee technology for her second operation.
And the first knee, I have to depend on the medication for 2 weeks. But the first one, I mean the second one, I don't need to any medication. I don't need any pain medication.
Because the surgery is precise and minimally invasive, patients have a quicker, easier recovery. Carol Pearson, VOA News.